The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Romans, Chapter 1. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, severed for the evangel of God, which he promises before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who comes of the seed of David according to the flesh, who is designated Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we obtained grace and apostleship for faith obedience among all the nations, for his name's sake, among whom are you also, the called of Jesus Christ, to all who are in Rome, beloved by God, called saints. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, indeed, I am thanking my God through Jesus Christ concerning all of you, that your faith is being announced in the whole world. For God is my witness, to whom I am offering divine service in my spirit in the evangel of his Son, how unintermittingly I am making mention of you always in my prayers, beseeching if somehow, sometime, at length I shall be prospered in the will of God to come to you. For I am longing to see you, that I may be sharing some spiritual grace with you, for you to be established. Yet this is to be consoled together among you through one another's faith, both yours and mine. Now I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, that often I purposed to come to you, and was prevented hitherto, that I should be having some fruit among you also, according as among the rest of the nations. To both Greeks and barbarians, to both wise and foolish, a debtor am I. Thus this eagerness of mine to bring the evangel to you also, who are in Rome. For not ashamed am I of the evangel, for it is God's power for salvation to everyone who is believing, to the Jew first, and to the Greek as well. For in it God's righteousness is being revealed, out of faith for faith, according as it is written, Now the just one by faith shall be living. For God's indignation is being revealed from heaven on all the irreverence and injustice of men who are retaining the truth in injustice, because that which is known of God is apparent among them, for God manifests it to them. For his invisible attributes are described from the creation of the world, being apprehended by his achievements, besides his imperceptible power and divinity, for them to be defenseless. Because knowing God, not as God do they glorify or thank him, but vain were they made in their reasonings, and darkened is their unintelligent heart. Alleging themselves to be wise, they are made stupid, and they change the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of a corruptible human being, and flying creatures, and quadrupeds, and reptiles. Wherefore God gives them over, in the lusts of their hearts, to the uncleanness of dishonoring their bodies among themselves. Those who alter the truth of God into the lie, and are venerated and offer divine service to the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed for the eons. Amen. Therefore God gives them over to dishonorable passions, for their females besides alter the natural use into that which is beside nature. Likewise also the males, besides leaving the natural use of the female, were inflamed in their craving for one another, males with males affecting indecency, and getting back in themselves the retribution of their deception, which must be. And according as they do not test God, to have him in recognition, God gives them over to a disqualified mind, to do that which is not befitting, filled with all injustice, wickedness, evil, greed, distended with envy, murder, strife, guile, depravity, whisperers, vilifiers, detesters of God, outragers, proud, ostentatious, inventors of evil things, stubborn to parents, unintelligent, perfidious, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Those who, recognizing the just statute of God, that those committing such things are deserving of death, not only are doing them, but are endorsing also those who are committing them. Chapter 2. Wherefore, defenseless are you, O man, everyone who is judging, for in what you are judging another, you are condemning yourself, for you who are judging are committing the same things. Now we are aware that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who are committing such things. Yet are you reckoning on this, O man, who art judging those committing such things, and art doing the same, that you will be escaping the judgment of God? Or are you despising the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, being ignorant that the kindness of God is leading you to repentance? Yet in accord with your hardness and unrepentant heart, you are hoarding for yourself indignation in the day of indignation and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will be paying each one in accord with his acts. To those indeed who by endurance in good acts are seeking glory and honor and incorruption, life aeonian. Yet to those of faction and stubborn, indeed as to the truth, yet persuaded to injustice, indignation and fury, affliction and distress, on every human soul which is affecting evil, both of the Jew first and of the Greek, yet glory and honor and peace to every worker of good, both to the Jew first and to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God, for whoever sinned without law also shall perish, and whoever sinned in law, through law will be judged. For not the listeners to law are just with God, but the doers of law shall be justified. For whenever they of the nations that have no law, by nature may be doing that which the law demands, these having no law are a law to themselves, who are displaying the action of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying together, and their reckonings between one another, accusing or defending them, in the day when God will be judging the hidden things of humanity, according to my evangel, through Jesus Christ. Lo, you are being denominated a Jew, and are resting on law, and are boasting in God, and know the will, and are testing what things are of consequence, being instructed out of the law. Besides, you have confidence in yourself to be a guide of the blind, a light of those in darkness, a discipliner of the imprudent, a teacher of minors, having the form of knowledge and the truth in the law. You then, who are teaching another, you are not teaching yourself. Who are heralding not to be stealing, you are stealing. Who are saying not to be committing adultery, you are committing adultery. Who are abominating idols, you are despoiling the sanctuary. Who are boasting in a law, through the transgression of the law, you are dishonoring God. For because of you, the name of God is being blasphemed among the nations, according as it is written. For circumcision indeed is benefiting if you should be putting law into practice. Yet if you should be a transgressor of law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If the uncircumcision, then, should be maintaining the just requirements of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision? And the uncircumcision who, by nature, are discharging the law's demands, shall be judging you, who through letter and circumcision are a transgressor of law. For not that which is apparent is the Jew, nor yet that which is apparent in flesh is circumcision, but that which is hidden is the Jew, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not in letter, whose applause is not of men, but of God. Chapter 3. What then is the prerogative of the Jew, or what the benefit of circumcision? Much in every manner. For first indeed, that they were entrusted with the oracles of God. For what if some disbelieve? Will not their unbelief nullify the faithfulness of God? May it not be coming to that? Now let God be true, yet every man a liar, even as it is written, that so thou shouldst be justified in thy sayings, and shalt be conquering when thou art being judged. Now if our injustice is commending God's righteousness, what shall we declare? Not that God who is bringing on indignation is unjust, as a man am I saying it. May it not be coming to that, else how shall God be judging the world? Yet if the truth of God superabounds in my lie for his glory, why am I also still being judged as a sinner? And why not say, according as we are calumniated, and according as some are averring that we are saying, that we should be doing evil that good may be coming? Whose judgment is fair? What then? Are we privileged? Undoubtedly not, for we previously charged both Jews and Greeks to be all under sin, according as it is written, that not one is just, not even one. Not one is understanding, not one is seeking out God. All avoid him. At the same time, they were useless. Not one is doing kindness. There is not even one. A sepulcher opened is their throat. With their tongues they defraud. The venom of asps is under their lips, whose mouth with imprecation and bitterness is crammed. Sharp are their feet to shed blood. Bruises and wretchedness are in their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God in front of their eyes. Now we are aware that whatever the law is saying, It is speaking to those under the law, that every mouth may be barred, and the entire world may become subject to the just verdict of God. Because by works of law, no flesh at all shall be justified in his sight, for through law is the recognition of sin. Yet now, apart from law, a righteousness of God is manifest, being attested by the law and the prophets. Yet a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith, for all and on all who are believing, for there is no distinction, for all sinned and are wanting of the glory of God, being justified gratuitously in his grace, through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus, whom God purposed for a propitiatory shelter, through faith in his blood, for a display of his righteousness, because of the passing over of the penalties of sins which occurred before, in the forbearance of God, toward the display of his righteousness in the current era, for him to be just and a justifier of the one who is of the faith of Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is debarred. Through what law? Of works? No, but through faith's law. For we are reckoning a man to be justified by faith apart from works of law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not of the nations also? Yes, of the nations also, if so be that God is one, who will be justifying the circumcision out of faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Are we then nullifying law through faith? May it not be coming to that? Nay, we are sustaining law. Chapter 4. What then shall we declare that Abraham, our forefather, according to flesh, has found? For if Abraham was justified by acts, he has something to boast in, but not toward God. For what is the scripture saying? Now Abraham believes God, and it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Now to the worker the wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as a debt. Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Even as David also is telling of the happiness of the man to whom God is reckoning, righteousness apart from acts, happy they whose lawlessnesses were pardoned and whose sins were covered over. Happy the man to whom the Lord by no means should be reckoning sin. This happiness, then, is it for the circumcision or for the uncircumcision also? For we are saying, to Abraham faith is reckoned for righteousness. How then is it reckoned? Being in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he obtained the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which was in uncircumcision, for him to be the father of all those who are believing through uncircumcision, for righteousness to be reckoned to them, and the father of the circumcision, not to those of the circumcision only, but to those also who are observing the elements of the faith in the footprints of our father Abraham in uncircumcision. For not through law is the promise to Abraham or to his seed for him to be enjoyer of the allotment of the world, but through faith's righteousness. For if those of law are enjoyers of the allotment, faith has been made void and the promise has been nullified, for the law is producing indignation. Now where no law is, neither is there transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it may accord with grace, for the promise to be confirmed to the entire seed, not to those of the law only, but to those also of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all, according as it is written that, a father of many nations have I appointed you, facing which he believes it of the God who is vivifying the dead, and calling what is not, as if it were who, being beyond expectation, believes in expectation, for him to become the father of many nations, according to that which has been declared, thus shall be your seed. And not being infirm in faith, he considers his body already deadened, being inherently somewhere about 100 years, and the deadening of the matrix of Sarah, yet the promise of God was not doubted in unbelief, but he was invigorated by faith, giving glory to God, being fully assured also that what he has promised, he is able to do also. Wherefore also it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Now it was not written because of him only, that it is reckoned to him, but because of us also to whom it is about to be reckoned, who are believing on him who rouses Jesus our Lord from among the dead, who was given up because of our offenses, and was roused because of our justifying. Chapter 5. Being then justified by faith, we may be having peace toward God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have the access also by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we may be glorying in expectation of the glory of God. Yet not only so, but we may be glorying also in afflictions, having perceived that affliction is producing endurance, yet endurance testedness, yet testedness expectation. Now expectation is not mortifying, seeing that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit which is being given to us. For Christ, while we are still infirm, still in accord with the era, for the sake of the irreverent, died. For hardly for the sake of a just man will anyone be dying. For the sake of a good man, perhaps someone may even be daring to die. Yet God is commending this love of His to us, seeing that, while we are still sinners, Christ died for our sakes. Much rather then, being now justified in His blood, we shall be saved from indignation through Him. For if, being enemies, we were conciliated to God through the death of His Son, much rather, being conciliated, we shall be saved in His life. Yet not only so, but we are glorying also in God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now obtain the conciliation. Therefore, even as through one man sin entered into the world, and through sin death, and thus death passed through into all mankind, on which all sinned for until law sin was in the world. Yet sin is not being taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigns from Adam unto Moses, over those also who do not sin in the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who is about to be. But not as the offense, thus also the grace. For if, by the offense of the one, the many died, much rather the grace of God, and the gratuity and grace, which is of the one man Jesus Christ, to the many superabounds. And not as through one act of sinning is the gratuity. For indeed the judgment is out of one into condemnation, yet the grace is out of many offenses into a just award. For if, by the offense of the one, death reigns through the one, much rather, those obtaining the superabundance of grace and the gratuity of righteousness shall be reigning in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Consequently then, as it was through one offense for all mankind for condemnation, thus also it is through one just award for all mankind for life's justifying. For even as, through the disobedience of the one man, the many were constituted sinners, thus also, through the obedience of the one, the many shall be constituted just. Yet law came in by the way that the offense should be increasing. Yet where sin increases, grace superexceeds, that even as sin reigns in death, thus grace also should be reigning through righteousness, for life aeonian, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Chapter 6. What then shall we declare? That we may be persisting in sin that grace should be increasing? May it not be coming to that? We, who died to sin, how shall we still be living in it? Or are you ignorant that whoever are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into His death? We, then, were entombed together with Him through baptism into death, that even as Christ was roused from among the dead through the glory of the Father, thus we also should be walking in newness of life. For if we have become planted together in the likeness of His death, nevertheless we shall be of the resurrection also, knowing this, that our old humanity was crucified together with Him, that the body of sin may be nullified, for us by no means to be still slaving for sin, for one who dies has been justified from sin. Now if we died together with Christ, we believe that we shall be living together with Him also, having perceived that Christ, being roused from among the dead, is no longer dying. Death is lording it over Him no longer, for in that He died to sin once for all time. Yet in that He is living to God. Thus you also be reckoning yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, yet living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let not sin, then, be reigning in your mortal body, for you to be obeying its lusts, nor yet be presenting your members as implements of injustice to sin, but present yourselves to God as if alive from among the dead, and your members as implements of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be lording it over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we be sinning, seeing that we are not under law, but under grace? May it not be coming to that? Are you not aware that to whom you are presenting yourselves as slaves for obedience, His slaves you are, whom you are obeying, whether of sin for death or of obedience for righteousness? Now thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin, yet you obey from the heart the type of teaching to which you were given over. Now being freed from sin, you are enslaved to righteousness. As a man am I saying this, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For even as you present your members as slaves to uncleanness and to lawlessness for lawlessness, thus now present your members as slaves to righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free as to righteousness. What fruit then had you then? Of which you are now ashamed, for indeed the consummation of those things is death. Yet now, being freed from sin, yet enslaved to God, you have your fruit for holiness. Now the consummation is life aeonian, for the ration of sin is death, yet the gracious gift of God is life aeonian in Christ Jesus our Lord. Chapter 7. Or are you ignorant, brethren, for I am speaking to those who know law, that the law is lording it over a man for as much time as he is living? For a woman in wedlock is bound to a living man by law. Yet if the man should be dying, she is exempt from the law of the man. Consequently, then, while the man is living, she will be styled an adulteress if she should be becoming another man's. Yet if the man should be dying, she is free from the law, being no adulteress on becoming another man's. So that, my brethren, you also were put to death to the law through the body of Christ, for you to become another's, who is roused from among the dead, that we should be bearing fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the passions of sins, which were through the law, operated in our members to be bearing fruit to death. Yet now we were exempted from the law, dying in that in which we were retained, so that it is for us to be slaving in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. What then shall we declare? That the law is sin? May it not be coming to that. But sin I knew not except through law. For besides, I had not been aware of coveting, except the law said, "You shall not be coveting." Now sin, getting an incentive through the precept, produces in me all manner of coveting. For apart from law, sin is dead. Now I lived apart from law once, yet at the coming of the precept sin revives. Yet I died, and it was found that to me, the precept for life, this is for death. For sin, getting an incentive through the precept, deludes me, and through it, kills me. So that the law indeed is holy, and the precept holy and just and good. Became good then, death to me? May it not be coming to that. But sin, that it may be appearing sin, is producing death to me through good, that sin may become an inordinate sinner through the precept. For we are aware that the law is spiritual, yet I am fleshly, having been disposed of under sin. For what I am effecting I know not, for not what I will, this I am putting into practice. But what I am hating, this I am doing. Now if what I am not willing, this I am doing, I am conceding that the law is ideal. Yet now it is no longer I who am effecting it, but sin making its home in me. For I am aware that good is not making its home in me, that is, in my flesh. For to will is lying beside me, yet to be effecting the ideal is not. For it is not the good that I will that I am doing, but the evil that I am not willing. This I am putting into practice. Now if what I am not willing, this I am doing, it is no longer I who am effecting it, but sin which is making its home in me. Consequently, I am finding the law that, at my willing to be doing the ideal, the evil is lying beside me. For I am gratified with the law of God as to the man within. Yet I am observing a different law in my members, warring with the law of my mind, and leading me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. A wretched man am I. What will rescue me out of this body of death? Grace, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Consequently then, I myself, with the mind indeed, am slaving for God's law, yet with the flesh for sin's law. Chapter 8. Nothing consequently is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Not according to flesh are they walking, but according to spirit, for the spirit's law of life in Christ Jesus frees you from the law of sin and death. For what was impossible to the law, in which it was infirmed through the flesh, did God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sin's flesh and concerning sin, he condemns sin in the flesh, that the just requirement of the law may be fulfilled in us, who are not walking in accord with flesh, but in accord with spirit. For those who are in accord with flesh are disposed to that which is of the flesh, yet those who are in accord with spirit to that which is of the spirit. For the disposition of the flesh is death, yet the disposition of the spirit is life and peace. Because the disposition of the flesh is enmity to God, for it is not subject to the law of God, for neither is it able. Now those who are in flesh are not able to please God. Yet you are not in flesh, but in spirit, if so be that God's spirit is making its home in you. Now if anyone has not Christ's spirit, this one is not his. Now if Christ is in you, the body indeed is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is life because of righteousness. Now if the spirit of him who rouses Jesus from among the dead is making its home in you, he who rouses Christ Jesus from among the dead will also be vivifying your mortal bodies because of his spirit making its home in you. Consequently then, brethren, debtors are we, not to the flesh, to be living in accord with flesh. For if you are living in accord with flesh, you are about to be dying. Yet if, in spirit, you are putting the practices of the body to death, you will be living. For whoever are being led by God's Spirit, these are sons of God. For you did not get slavery spirit to fear again, but you got the spirit of sonship, in which we are crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself is testifying together with our spirit that we are children of God. Yet if children, enjoyers also of an allotment, enjoyers indeed of an allotment from God, yet joint enjoyers of Christ's allotment, if so be that we are suffering together, that we should be glorified together also. For I am reckoning that the sufferings of the current era do not deserve the glory about to be revealed for us. For the premonition of the creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. For to vanity was the creation subjected, not voluntarily, but because of him who subjects it, in expectation that the creation itself also shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we are aware that the entire creation is groaning and travailing together until now. Yet not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, we ourselves also, are groaning in ourselves, awaiting the sonship, the deliverance of our body. For to expectation were we saved. Now expectation, being observed, is not expectation. For what anyone is observing, why is he expecting it also? Now if we are expecting what we are not observing, we are awaiting it with endurance. Now similarly, the Spirit also is aiding our infirmity. For what we should be praying for, to accord with what must be, we are not aware. But the Spirit itself is pleading for us with inarticulate groanings. Now he who is searching the hearts is aware what is the disposition of the Spirit, for in accord with God is it pleading for the saints. Now we are aware that God is working all together for the good of those who are loving God, who are called according to the purpose that, whom he foreknew, he designates beforehand also to be conformed to the image of his Son, for him to be firstborn among many brethren. Now whom he designates beforehand, these he calls also, and whom he calls, these he justifies also. Now whom he justifies, these he glorifies also. What then shall we declare to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Surely he who spares not his own Son, but gives him up for us all, how shall he not, together with him also, be graciously granting us all? Who will be indicting God's chosen ones? God the justifier? Who is the condemner? Christ Jesus, the one dying, yet rather being roused, who is also at God's right hand, who is pleading also for our sakes. What shall be separating us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Affliction, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? According as it is written that, on thy account we are being put to death the whole day, we are reckoned as sheep for slaughter. Nay, in all these we are more than conquering through him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor messengers, nor sovereignties, nor the present, nor what is impending, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Chapter 9. The truth am I telling in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience testifying together with me in Holy Spirit, that my sorrow is great, An unintermittent pain is in my heart, for I myself wish to be anathema from Christ for my brethren, my relatives according to the flesh, who are Israelites, whose is the sonship and the glory, and the covenants and the legislation, and the divine service and the promises, whose are the fathers, and out of whom is the Christ according to the flesh, who is over all. God be blessed for the eons. Amen. Now it is not such as that the word of God has lapsed, for not all those out of Israel, these are Israel, neither that Abraham's seed are all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, that the children of the flesh, not these are the children of God, but the children of the promise is he reckoning for the seed. For the word of the promise is this: at this season I shall come, and there will be for Sarah a son. Yet not only so, but Rebekah also is having her bed of one, Isaac, our father. For not as yet being born, nor putting into practice anything good or bad, that the purpose of God may be remaining as a choice, not out of acts, but of him who is calling, it was declared to her that the greater shall be slaving for the inferior. According as it is written, Jacob I love, yet Esau I hate. What then shall we be declaring? Not that there is injustice with God. May it not be coming to that? For to Moses he is saying, I shall be merciful to whomever I may be merciful, and I shall be pitying whomever I may be pitying. Consequently then, it is not of him who is willing, nor of him who is racing, but of God, the merciful. For the scripture is saying to Pharaoh that, for this selfsame thing I rouse you up, so that I should be displaying in you my power, and so that my name should be published in the entire earth. Consequently then, to whom he will, he is merciful, yet whom he will, he is hardening. You will be protesting to me then, why then is he still blaming? For who has withstood his intention? O man, who are you to be sure, who are answering again to God? That which is molded will not protest to the molder, why do you make me thus? Or has not the potter the right over the clay, out of the same kneading to make one vessel, indeed for honor, yet one for dishonor? Now if God, wanting to display his indignation and to make his powerful doings known, carries with much patience the vessels of indignation, adapted for destruction, it is that he should also be making known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he makes ready before for glory us, whom he calls also not only out of the Jews, but out of the nations also. As he is saying in Hosea also, I shall be calling those who are not my people, my people, and she who is not beloved, beloved. And it shall be, in the place where it was declared to them, not my people are you. There they shall be called sons of the living God. Now Isaiah is crying over Israel, if the number of the sons of Israel should be as the sand of the sea, the residue shall be saved. For a conclusive and concise accounting the Lord will be doing on the earth. And according as Isaiah declared before, except the Lord of hosts conserved us a seed, as Sodom would we become, and to Gomorrah would we be likened. What then shall we be declaring? That the nations who are not pursuing righteousness overtook righteousness, yet a righteousness which is out of faith. Yet Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness into a law of righteousness, does not outstrip. Wherefore, seeing that it is not out of faith, but as out of law works, they stumble on the stumbling stone, according as it is written, Lo, I am laying in Zion a stumbling stone and a snare rock, and the one believing on him shall not be disgraced. Chapter 10. Indeed, brethren, the delight of my heart and my petition to God for their sake is for salvation. For I am testifying to them that they have a zeal of God, but not in accord with recognition. For they, being ignorant of the righteousness of God, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, were not subjected to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the consummation of law for righteousness to everyone who is believing. For Moses is writing of the righteousness which is of law, that a man who does the same shall be living in it. Yet the righteousness of faith is saying thus, You may not be saying in your heart, Who will be ascending into heaven? That is, to be leading Christ down, or who will be descending into the submerged chaos? That is, to be leading Christ up from among the dead. But what is it saying? Near you is the declaration, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, The declaration of faith which we are heralding that, if ever you should be avowing with your mouth the declaration that Jesus is Lord, and should be believing in your heart that God rouses him from among the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart it is believed for righteousness, yet with the mouth it is avowed for salvation. For the scripture is saying, everyone who is believing on him shall not be disgraced. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same one is Lord of all, being rich for all who are invoking him. For everyone, whoever should be invoking the name of the Lord, shall be saved. How then should they be invoking one in whom they do not believe? Yet how should they be believing one of whom they do not hear? Yet how should they be hearing apart from one heralding? Yet how should they be heralding if ever they should not be commissioned? According as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those bringing an evangel of good. But not all obey the evangel, for Isaiah is saying, Lord, who believes our tidings? Consequently, faith is out of tidings, yet the tidings through a declaration of Christ. But I am saying, do they not hear at all? To be sure. Into the entire earth came out their utterance, and into the ends of the inhabited earth their declarations. But I am saying, did not Israel know at all? First Moses is saying, I shall be provoking you to jealousy over those not a nation. Over an unintelligent nation shall I be vexing you. Yet Isaiah is very daring and is saying, I was found by those who are not seeking me. I became disclosed to those who are not inquiring for me. Now to Israel he is saying, the whole day I spread out my hands to a stubborn and contradicting people. Chapter 11, I am saying then, does not God thrust away his people? May it not be coming to that. For I also am an Israelite, out of Abraham's seed, Benjamin's tribe. God does not thrust away his people whom he foreknew. Or have you not perceived in Elijah what the scripture is saying, as he is pleading with God against Israel? Lord, thy prophets they kill, thine altars they dig down, and I was left alone, and they are seeking my soul. But what is that which apprises saying to him? I left for myself 7,000 men who do not bow the knee to the image of Baal. Thus then, in the current era also, there has come to be a remnant according to the choice of grace. Now if it is in grace, it is no longer out of works, else the grace is coming to be no longer grace. Now if it is out of works, it is no longer grace, else the work is no longer work. What then? What Israel is seeking for, this she did not encounter, yet the chosen encountered it. Now the rest were calloused, even as it is written, God gives them a spirit of stupor, eyes not to be observing, and ears not to be hearing, till this very day. And David is saying, let their table become a trap and a mesh, and a snare and a repayment to them. Darkened be their eyes not to be observing, and their backs bow together continually. I am saying then, do they not trip that they should be falling? May it not be coming to that? But in their offense is salvation to the nations, to provoke them to jealousy. Now if their offense is the world's riches and their discomfiture the nation's riches, how much rather that which fills them? Now to you am I saying, to the nations, inasmuch as, indeed then, I am the apostle of the nations. I am glorifying my dispensation, if somehow I should be provoking those of my flesh to jealousy and should be saving some of them. For if their casting away is the conciliation of the world, what will the taking back be if not life from among the dead? Now if the first fruit is holy, the kneading is also, and if the root is holy, the boughs are also. Now if some of the boughs are broken out, yet you, being a wild olive, are grafted among them, and became joint participant of the root and fatness of the olive, be not vaunting over the boughs. Yet if you are vaunting, you are not bearing the root, but the root you. You will be declaring then, boughs are broken out that I may be grafted in? Ideally, by unbelief are they broken out, yet you stand in faith. Be not haughty, but fear. For if God spares not the natural boughs, neither will he be sparing you. Perceive then the kindness and severity of God. On those indeed who are falling, severity, yet on you, God's kindness, if you should be persisting in the kindness, else you also will be hewn out. Now they also, if they should not be persisting in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were hewn out of an olive wild by nature, and, beside nature, are grafted into a cultivated olive tree, How much rather shall these who are in accord with nature be grafted into their own olive tree? For I am not willing for you to be ignorant of this secret, brethren, lest you may be passing for prudent among yourselves, that callousness, in part, on Israel has come, until the complement of the nations may be entering. And thus all Israel shall be saved, according as it is written, arriving out of Zion shall be the rescuer. He will be turning away irreverence from Jacob, and this is my covenant with them whenever I should be eliminating their sins. As to the evangel, indeed, they are enemies because of you, yet as to choice, they are beloved because of the fathers. For unregretted are the graces in the calling of God. For even as you once were stubborn toward God, yet now were shown mercy at their stubbornness, thus these also are now stubborn to this mercy of yours, that now they also may be shown mercy. For God locks up all together in stubbornness, that he should be merciful to all. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How inscrutable are his judgments and untraceable his ways! For who knew the mind of the Lord? Or who became his adviser? Or who gives to him first, and it will be repaid him? Seeing that out of him and through him and for him is all, to him be the glory for the eons. Amen. Chapter 12. I am entreating you then, brethren, by the pities of God, to present your bodies a sacrifice, living, holy, well-pleasing to God, your logical divine service, and not to be configured to this eon, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, for you to be testing what is the will of God, good and well-pleasing and perfect. For I am saying, through the grace which is given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to be overweening, beyond what your disposition must be, but to be of a sane disposition, as God parts to each the measure of faith. For even as, in one body, we have many members, yet all the members have not the same function, thus we, who are many, are one body in Christ, yet individually members of one another. Now having graces excelling, in accord with the grace which is given to us, whether prophecy, exercise it in accord with the analogy of the faith, or dispensing in the dispensation, or the teacher in teaching, or the entreater in entreaty, the sharer with generosity, the presider with diligence, the merciful one with glee. Let love be unfeigned, abhorring that which is wicked, clinging to good. Let us have fond affection for one another with brotherly fondness, in honor deeming one another first, in diligence not slothful, fervent in spirit, slaving for the Lord, rejoicing in expectation, enduring affliction, persevering in prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless those who are persecuting you. Bless and do not curse, so as to be rejoicing with those rejoicing, lamenting with those lamenting, being mutually disposed to one another, not being disposed to that which is high, but being led away to the humble. Do not come to pass for prudent with yourselves. To no one render evil for evil, making ideal provision in the sight of all men, if possible, that which comes out from yourselves. Being at peace with all mankind, you are not avenging yourselves, beloved, but be giving place to his indignation, for it is written, "Mine is vengeance. I will repay," the Lord is saying. But if your enemy should be hungering, give him the morsel. If he should be thirsting, give him to drink. For in doing this, you will be heaping embers of fire on his head. Be not conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Chapter 13. Let every soul be subject to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except under God. Now those which are, have been set under God, so that he who is resisting an authority has withstood God's mandate. Now those who have withstood will be getting judgment for themselves, for magistrates are not afeard of the good act, but to the evil. Now you do not want to be fearing the authority. Do good, and you will be having applause from it, for it is God's servant for your good. Now if you should be doing evil, fear, for not feignedly is it wearing the sword, for it is God's servant, an avenger for indignation to him who is committing evil. Wherefore it is necessary to be subject, not only because of indignation, but also because of conscience. For therefore you are settling taxes also, for they are God's ministers, perpetuated for this self-same thing. Render to all their dues, To whom tax, tax, to whom tribute, tribute, to whom fear, fear, to whom honor, honor. To no one owe anything, except to be loving one another, for he who is loving another has fulfilled law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not testify falsely, you shall not covet, and if there is any other precept, it is summed up in this saying, in this, you shall love your associate as yourself. Love is not working evil to an associate. The complement, then, of law is love. This also do, being aware of the era, that it is already the hour for us to be roused out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night progresses, yet the day is near. We, then, should be putting off the acts of darkness, yet should be putting on the implements of light. As in the day respectably, should we be walking, not in revelries and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be making no provision for the lusts of the flesh. Chapter 14. Now the infirm in the faith be taking to yourselves, but not for discrimination of reasonings. One indeed is believing to eat all things, yet the infirm one is eating greens. Let not him who is eating be scorning him who is not eating. Yet let not him who is not eating be judging him who is eating, for God took him to himself. Who are you who are judging another's domestic? To his own master he is standing or falling. Now he will be made to stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One indeed is deciding for one day rather than another day, yet one is deciding for every day. Let each one be fully assured in his own mind. He who is disposed to the day is disposed to it to the Lord, and he who is eating to the Lord, for he is thanking God. And he who is not eating, to the Lord is not eating, and is thanking God. For not one of us is living to himself, and not one is dying to himself. For both, if we should be living, to the Lord are we living, and if we should be dying, to the Lord are we dying. Then both if we should be living, and if we should be dying, we are the Lord's. For this Christ died and lives, that he should be Lord of the dead as well as of the living. Now why are you judging your brother, or why are you also scorning your brother? For all of us shall be presented at the dais of God, for it is written, Living am I, the Lord is saying, for to me shall bow every knee, and every tongue shall be acclaiming God. Consequently, then, each of us shall be giving account concerning himself to God. By no means, then, should we still be judging one another, but rather decide this, not to place a stumbling block for a brother or a snare. I have perceived and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is contaminating of itself, except that the one reckoning anything to be contaminating, to that one it is contaminating. For if, because of food, your brother is sorrowing, you are no longer walking according to love. Do not by your food destroy that one for whose sake Christ died. Let not then your good be calumniated, for the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy and Holy Spirit. For he who in this is slaving for Christ is well-pleasing to God and attested by men. Consequently then, we are pursuing that which makes for peace and that which is for the edification of one another. Not on account of food demolish the work of God. All indeed is clean, but it is evil to the man who with stumbling is eating. It is ideal not to be eating meat, nor yet to be drinking wine, nor yet to do aught by which your brother is stumbling, or is being snared or weakened. The faith which you have for yourself in God's sight. Happy is he who is not judging himself in that which he is attesting. Now he who is doubting if he should be eating is condemned, seeing that it is not out of faith. Now everything which is not out of faith is sin. Chapter 15. Now we, the able, ought to be bearing the infirmities of the impotent, and not to be pleasing ourselves. Let each of us please his associate, for his good, toward his edification. For Christ also pleases not himself, but according as it is written, The reproaches of those reproaching thee fall on me. For whatever was written before, was written for this teaching of ours, that through the endurance and the consolation of the Scriptures, we may have expectation. Now may the God of endurance and consolation grant you to be mutually disposed to one another, according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord, with one mouth, you may be glorifying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, be taking one another to yourselves, according as Christ also took you to himself, for the glory of God. For I am saying that Christ has become the servant of the circumcision, for the sake of the truth of God, to confirm the patriarchal promises. Yet the nations are to glorify God for his mercy, according as it is written, Therefore I shall be acclaiming thee among the nations, and to thy name shall I be playing music. And again he is saying, Be merry, ye nations, with his people. And again he is saying, Praise the Lord, all the nations, and let all the peoples laud him. And again Isaiah is saying, There will be the root of Jesse, and he who is rising to be chief of the nations, on him will the nations rely. Now may the God of expectation be filling you with all joy and peace in believing, for you to be superabounding in expectation, in the power of Holy Spirit. Now I myself also am persuaded concerning you, my brethren, that you yourselves also are bulging with goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to be admonishing one another. Yet more daringly do I write to you, in part as prompting you, because of the grace being given to me from God, for me to be the minister of Christ Jesus for the nations, acting as a priest of the evangel of God, that the approach present of the nations may be becoming well received, having been hallowed by Holy Spirit. I have then a boast in Christ Jesus, in that which is toward God. For I am not daring to speak any of what Christ does not effect through me for the obedience of the nations, in word and work, in the power of signs and miracles, in the power of God's Spirit, so that, from Jerusalem and around unto Illyricum, I have completed the evangel of the Christ. Yet thus I am ambitious to be bringing the evangel where Christ is not named, lest I may be building on another's foundation. But according as it is written, they who were not informed concerning him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand. Wherefore I was much hindered also in coming to you. Yet now, having by no means still place in these regions, yet having for many years a longing to come to you, as ever I may be going into Spain, for I am expecting while going through to gaze upon you, and by you to be sent forward there, if I should ever first be filled, in part, by you. Yet now I am going to Jerusalem, dispensing to the saints. For it delights Macedonia and Achaia to make some contribution for the poor of the saints who are in Jerusalem. For they are delighted, and they are their debtors. For if the nations participate in their spiritual things, they ought to minister to them in fleshly things also. When then, performing this, and sealing to them this fruit, I shall be coming away through you into Spain. Now I am aware that in coming to you, I shall be coming with the blessing of Christ which fills. Now I am entreating you, brethren, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, to struggle together with me in prayers to God for me, that I should be rescued from the stubborn in Judea, and my dispensation for Jerusalem may be becoming well received by the saints, that I may be coming to you with joy through the will of God, and I should be resting together with you. Now the God of peace be with all of you. Amen. Chapter 16. Now I am commending to you Phoebe, our sister, being a servant also of the Ecclesia in Centrea, that you should be receiving her in the Lord worthily of the saints, and may stand by her in whatever matter she may be needing you, for she became a patroness of many, as well as of myself. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for the sake of my soul jeopardize their own necks, whom not only I am thanking, but all the ecclesias of the nations also, and the ecclesia at their house. Greet Epaenetus, my beloved, who is the first fruit of the province of Asia for Christ. Greet Mary, who toils much for you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my relatives and my fellow captives, who are notable among the apostles, who also came to be in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatos, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, attested in Christ. Greet those who are of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my relative. Greet those of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who are toiling in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who toils much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brethren with them. greet Philologos and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Greeting you are all the ecclesias of Christ. Now I am entreating you, brethren, to be noting those who are making dissensions and snares beside the teaching which you learned, and avoid them. For such for our Lord Christ are not slaving, but for their own bowels, and through compliments and adulation are deluding the hearts of the innocent. For your obedience reached out to all. Over you, then, am I rejoicing. Now I am wanting you to be wise indeed for good, yet artless for evil. Now the God of peace will be crushing Satan under your feet swiftly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Greeting you is Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my relatives. I, Tertius, the writer of the epistle, am greeting you in the Lord. Greeting you is Gaius, my host, and of the whole ecclesia. Greeting you is Erastus, the administrator of the city, and Quartus, the brother. Now to him who is able to establish you in accord with my evangel and the heralding of Christ Jesus in accord with the revelation of a secret hushed in times aeonian, yet manifested now and through prophetic scriptures, according to the injunction of the aeonian God being made known to all nations for faith obedience to the only and wise God through Christ Jesus, be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen.